The Wrangell Assembly wants to take away many of the powers of the town's elected hospital board. It's the latest development in an ongoing battle between the Wrangell Borough and its publicly funded hospital. The Assembly heard a first hearing Friday on an ordinance changing its relationship with the board of the Wrangell Medical Center and long-term care facility. The ordinance makes clear that the hospital and its 9-member board are part of the borough government. It requires Assembly approval before spending more than $25,000 on construction, repairs, and contracts. The ordinance also calls for the hospital administrator's contract to be approved by the borough manager and attorney. The 5 Assembly members attending Friday's special meeting voted to move the ordinance forward. It will next come up on August 28th, where it could be passed. That vote will come after Wrangell residents elect new hospital board members in Tuesday's special election. Judy Allen, who is a candidate for the board, testified that the ordinance could solve some serious problems.
I believe it is very necessary to take this action because we saw what could happen the way the last ordinance was written and abused by people who chose to abuse it.
The ordinance makes clear that the borough manager supervises the hospital administrator just like any other department head. The assembly member who acts as hospital board liaison must also be allowed into closed-door executive sessions. The ordinance stems from several years of conflict between the hospital and its board and the assembly and borough staff. Voters recalled all but one board member earlier this year. At their final meeting, 6 of the recalled members fired hospital administrator Noel Sel Ray. They gave him a $1.2 million severance package. Nearly half was paid immediately. The borough has sued the 6 board members and the administrator. Part of the suit attempts to recover the severance payment. The board members have said their actions were justified.